Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I am Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation about all things that matter. Our families, our finances, our community. And guess what season we're in? No, not Valentine's season.
Well, you may not be wanting to think about it just yet, but it's income tax season.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, but for a lot of people,
it's
they're
dun, dun,
loving
dun, dun,
it.
Dun,
yeah,
dun,
that's
dun,
true.
Dun, dun. Yeah, I mean, seriously, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I remember growing up.
Right.
You know, I grew up in a very economically challenged, I'm going to say, household. And tax season was better than Christmas for my parents. This was, you know, when, you know, the fireworks started going off because they knew that they were going to get some extra money that maybe they weren't expecting.
Right.
And boy, howdy, when they knew that check was going to be coming their way, they were looking every day in that mail.
I know.
Remember that very distinctly.
Yeah. You know, certain time of year when it happens, it's like you might need to wear armor when you go to certain stores.
Yes, because you can tell who got their income tax.
Oh, I know. And you can tell, and even if you don't want to think about it, you know when the season's here because then the stores start looking more like it did pre-Christmas.
Right.
With the biggest televisions
yes.
on the face of the earth.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. What are the ads that we've been seeing? Flash sale at this big box store because we've got the massive 972-foot LED whiz-bang TV on sale at the lowest price of the year. Well, the year just started, but okay.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. It did. You know, here's it. I know we're going to talk about some serious stuff today, but just, you know, just as an aside,
yes.
You know, we all walk through the stores and you know, I can't remember now whether 85-inch television.
Ridiculous.
Do you ever walk by it and you go, who has a room big enough for that television? And then I'm thinking, but I'll bet they're putting them in there anyway. And then I'm like, I hope they're putting aside some money for blindness.
Right.
And the kids' eye appointments and glasses.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I remember growing up, you know, we had, you know, your basic TV, mm-hmm. you know, where you had to get, this is why we wore the remote controls, right? You know, we had to get up and we were, you know, in charge of changing
howdy.
Channel. You know,
so,
dad,
yeah, yeah.
You know, dad
so were my
say,
children.
Right, right. Dad would say, you know, it's time for XYZ show. And that meant that you got your little hiney up and you changed the channel
exactly.
for dad. I mean, that's just the way it was. So when we got our first TV, that was like, it was really cool. It was like furniture. Do you remember those? It was like the console and it had the record player and the stereo and it was wood. And it was just, my mom was so proud of this thing. Guess when we got that?
When did you get that?
Right after income tax.
Well,
I remember this.
There you
very,
go.
Very, very vividly. And that's not, okay, this is not to say that that's a bad thing.
No, it's not.
However, let's take a break.
Is it the best thing?
Let's step back and let's think about income taxes strategically.
Yes.
So now there's a couple different ways to look at it. I have a friend who is Mr. Financially Fiscal Responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
He is debt free.
Mm.
He is proud of it.
Yep.
He's got, you know, he's always trying to get the highest credit score he can. He actually made it to a 790.
Right.
Which is like an 800 is like there.
Exactly.
The only reason I think he didn't make the 800 was it goes to length of debt.
Right.
So I think that might have got him
there's
there.
There's a number of accounts piece to it as well.
Right.
He's debt free.
Right. So he was, you know, he's been playing that. So this is something he's super proud of. So for someone like him,
right,
he plays the income tax game a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at his deductions and his thing, you know, when you get your new job and you have to fill out how many exemptions you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he does it. So he's going to net zero. So he doesn't necessarily want them taking more out of his paycheck than what he absolutely has, but he wants it at the same time to balance out so he doesn't have to pay any and he doesn't get any back.
Right.
To him, that's the win. And realistically, that is the win.
It is. And you know why? You know why?
Why?
Because otherwise, why are you loaning the government money?
That's exactly right, Lindy Turner. That is...
At no interest.
Right. Because you know they ain't going to do that for us. Right. But every dollar...
They do a lot of other things for us.
But this is one of the things that he has drilled into me. Mm-hmm. Why are you letting the government spend your money and earn interest on your money? Mm-hmm. So he's very, like I said, he's very intentional. Now, I had never really thought about it mm-hmm. in those parameters until he, you know, kind of threw that at me. So I get that. Now, I have to play the game a little bit differently because my husband also has some self-employment. Mm-hmm. So I have to be looking at how I'm going to offset his self-employment, right? I mean, it's like, you know, it's looking at the game differently. And then you
can
got,
I just, the, go ahead. You see, if you could, out there, they can hear us, but they can't see me squirming.
She's squirming.
I have to squirm over the thing. It's not a game. Income taxes are not a bad thing.
That's right.
It's our quality of life, which I'm sure we'll touch on in a minute. So it's not it's not a game.
That's right.
It's a business.
But I have to think about that way. So it makes it fun for me. That's how my twisted mind works. Because if I think of everything like a game, then I can master it. Mm-hmm. That's how my brain works.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah,
it's a puzzle.
Maybe bad choice of words when you're thinking about it. But yeah, no, this is serious stuff.
It is.
So then there's folks that look at it from a different perspective that maybe they've got some children and maybe their lower income, so they're going to get a bigger mm-hmm. refund. So they look at that, and I'm going to use some examples of people that are in my own family. You know, so I've got some children that look at that income tax refund as woohoo, free money, let's go play.
Right.
And I have other children that look at that money and say, how can I make this work for me and my budget throughout the year?
Yes.
And they are very intentional with that. Now, is one better than the other? It's a choice, mm-hmm. right? You've got to do what's right for you. I've got my own opinion, but that's my own.
Right.
Right. You got to do what's right for you and your family because everybody's different. So looking at it from the perspective of I'm getting a refund. Maybe it's more than what I thought this year. Mm-hmm. So maybe where in the past I got $1,000, maybe I've got $2,000. Mm-hmm. So what am I going to do to make this money work for me? Mm-hmm. Can I go out and buy the biggest TV I can find? Can I take my family on vacation? Can I take this money and budget it out over 12 months to offset my utility bills or my rent payment? Can I budget this money over 12 months or over 6 months and put part of it in savings and grow some savings and earn some interest on it? How can I make this money work for me? Mm-hmm. And I would love to tell you I got all the answers, but I don't, right? But what I do have is a really great suggestion, and that is our HUD Certified Housing Counselors. Mm-hmm. Because they are phenomenal in being able to talk with you about your situation, about what your goals are, mm-hmm. and then coming together and saying, how can you reach this goal? Here's some things that we see. What do you see? And now you can make some decisions that maybe you hadn't thought of because, you know, you're not seeing things the same way that a HUD certified housing counselor is.
Right. Because the best answer is not always the same answer.
That's exactly
you know,
right.
All the examples you gave, those all may be valid and the best answer in a, mm-hmm. a particular case.
That's
you
right.
know, it's each of our. If you get a refund, it's your decision. But the reality is, it is a decision.
That's right.
And you do have choices to make. And it also is one of the few opportunities where there is a there's a corpus, you know, it's enough money to actually do something with, you know, to make work for you. How can I best, quote unquote, invest this to get the most return on investment for me mm-hmm. in my family's living situation? So, you know, it's really worth not just not thinking about it.
Right.
So it's true. And the other thing that's important at that time of year is to also look at those taxes. Mm-hmm. Are there changes you could make to where you might not owe as much in tax next year or to improve your the refund that you might get. And it is a decision, like we were you were mentioning before on the monthly thing. The reality is, so many of us use the tax refund to pay off debt that perhaps we might have, gotten some debt over Christmas or whatever. So, but what if instead of always working from behind the eight ball, you didn't have to borrow money over and over, and could use that. You know, it's like having more income every month throughout the year rather than starving, feast or famine, right, so to speak. It makes sense that way as well.
A great place to start with that is a savings account. I know a lot of folks talk about the best ways to save.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's worked for me the most is I have a savings account that's not at the same bank as my regular bank. I had to do that.
Right.
Because when I was tying my savings to my regular bank account, the problem I was running into was it's just too easy to transfer money.
Right.
So what I did was I have my savings with my credit union that does not pair with my local bank. I'm sure it could, but I haven't done that intentionally.
Right.
Because in order for me to pull out of money from my credit union, I have to be intentional. I have to get off my little hiney. I have to get in my car. I have to go to the credit union. I got to pull money out. And then I got to go to my bank and put. I have to think about it.
Right.
And in that period of time for me, and again, this is how my twisted mind works, I can talk myself out of it.
Yep.
Just like when I go shopping, I may put something in my cart and I'll walk around with it. And if I walk around with it more than about 15 minutes, if it's not just on my grocery list, if I walk around with about 15 minutes, I'm going to put it back. Because I've let my mind really think about, so how does this fit in with everything else that I'm making this week? Or is it just something that I think is really cool?
Impulse.
Right. If it's an impulse, I'm going to put it back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing with my savings. The other thing is to pay yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
So with savings, it's so easy to say, well, I've got X, Y, and Z bill, and I've got this, and I've got that. And then if there's anything left over, I'll put it into savings. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me because that money will always go somewhere else in the meantime. If I'm saving last, that money's gone. I mean, let's be realistic because it's gone to, you know, my kids have called and there's a crisis or, you know, my new grandbaby was born and I bought something. You know, it's just not going to work for
right.
me. I have to pay myself first, which is where, you know, your 401ks are a great opportunity. If you've got a 401k at work, max it out as much as you can and get that, you know, matching funds. Look at the areas and the opportunities where you can pay yourself first, right? And an income tax refund is a great opportunity if you don't have an emergency savings account to use some of that to start building one.
It is. And I'd like to, you know, another opportunity for income tax is let's talk about credit.
Yeah.
Let's start with the easier one. Let's say you're young, you're just starting out or you're starting over and you don't have credit. What could be some good uses of this unexpected money?
I like credit builder loans through my credit union or through your local bank. Mm-hmm. Those are really great opportunities because you're paying yourself back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's say you went and it's not a big investment. So let's say you went and you got a credit builder loan of $300 through your bank. And I'm talking about reputable banks. And this is really important. I'm not talking about anything other than something that's going to be very low interest and very low fee. Right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go and open up an account somewhere that's going to charge you 49% interest and have exorbitant fees. You're talking about something being able to go into your bank and say, $300, here's my savings account. And you withdraw that $300. And this is how I've coached my clients in the past. You take that $300 and you put it into your savings account and you set it up to automatic draft to go back into that account.
Correct.
And that way, again, it's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being used by something else and you're not messing with it. It's just going to report on your credit as good credit and income.
Correct.
And then I like the credit builder loan versus a credit card when you're starting out because it's easier to manage. a loan, when it's short term like that, and you've got that money going into auto draft, it prevents you from being impulsive, where a credit card, it's really easy to say, okay, well, I'm just going to use this and buy one tank of gas every month and I'm going to pay it off. Because you got that thing in your pocket. And then, ooh, look, shiny ball. Okay, well, you know, my dog really needs a new porcupine toy, and swipe it. I'm just going to pay it right back off. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, a $300 credit limit, you want to pay, you want to keep that under 30%. So you're looking at $100 at the most that you want to carry from month to month. $100 is, you know, a tank of gas, basically. Mm-hmm. A tank of gas and something else, there's your $100. So if it's easy for you to swipe, the next thing you know is you've been counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. And instead of using this tool, because that's what it is, credit is a tool, instead of using this tool to help improve your situation, you've actually just train wrecked yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to do that with a credit card.
Fabulous information. But You're not from the South, and you talk real fast.
Oh, sorry.
So let me...
so we're going to Lindy-fy this.
I know, and I talk way too slow, but let me crab orchard this thing for a minute here. All right, I got $1,500 in an income tax mm-hmm. refund, and I want to build credit. Could be that I've never had credit. It could be that I've had not great credit. Here is a fabulous suggestion, which is basically what Stace is saying. She mentioned a $300 credit builder loan. Well, that's a great place to start. However, if the payments to pay that loan back mm-hmm. aren't long enough, it won't help your credit
that's
if you're
right.
not careful. So my suggestion, same thing, is take $1,000 of that income tax, yep. Open a savings account, shop the bank, shop the credit union, yep. and put it in a savings account, and then ask to take a secured loan.
Yes.
So you're really... Yep. taking out a loan against the $1,000 savings account you have in there.
Yeah.
And because that will offer the very lowest interest possible on a loan that you could get. So your interest rate will be less. So the cost of that money will be less. And then, so you've put $1,000 in savings mm-hmm. and you borrowed $1,000. How much money do you have now?
$1,000.
No, you have $2,000.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have the loan.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you have
yes.
in your possession $2,000.
Yes.
Then my suggestion is you take that $1,000 of the loan and you put it in that same savings account.
Ooh.
So now you have $2,000 in the savings account earning interest. Mm-hmm. And now you won't earn as much interest as the interest on the money you borrowed. But then you set up automatic payments.
Yep.
For to pay off that loan that come from that savings account yep. so that you never have to think about it again. And when the time limit, let's say probably 12 months,
yep.
you know, because you have to, it takes about 12 months. Now, this is your thing. It has yep. to be at least 6 months.
At least six.
6 months to yep. even build any credit.
Yes.
And then 12 months is better.
Yep.
Because then your next income tax refund, can do it again. And that is a really positive form of credit.
Very good.
All forms of credit are not the same.
Oh, please say that again.
All forms of credit are not the same.
So true. Yeah.
So a bank or credit union yeah. loan, or, you know, it's basically a personal loan, signature loan, but it's a secured rate is better than credit card debt.
Yes.
Credit card debt is not, it's going to be more towards the bottom of the attractive
yeah.
credit in what counts as a more right. positive
And we
way.
Walk, is exactly what you said. We're going to crawl before we walk, and we're going to walk before we run.
Exactly. So, anyway, and that, you know, and here's the thing. If you then really, you know, maybe, but it's like, okay, but I lost that $1,000 from the income tax refund. I really needed it. Well, you got $2,000 in the bank, and as long as you don't ever You know, as long as you keep $1,000 in that savings account, which is what you would need to secure the mm-hmm. loan to get that good rate, it's kind of there in an emergency.
Yeah.
So it's kind of.
I love that. I never even thought about
savings.
I never even thought about doing that.
You know, savings and good quality credit. So that's always one of my first things that I suggest with clients.
And see, this is why this is so
painful.
This is why this is so great, because, you know, we're looking at the same thing and it's like, oh, I never thought of doing it in the way that Lindy just explained. It's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Except that if I put that loan, instead of just keeping it kind of hanging out into my savings account over here, if I put those and double those together, now I'm earning double the interest. It's like, that's just a little on the genius side. But this is part of what we do at Clinch mm-hmm. Pal, right? It's not an I, it's a team.
Right.
And that's super important, because it's this collaboration mm-hmm. that is going to open us up to new ideas and new thought processes and new things coming up.
Let me tell you some couple other really good ideas that I know we're on the same page on this, to maximize your income tax refund. Number one, don't give it away.
And what do you mean, Miss Lindy, when you say give it away?
Two pieces. Number one, if you're not self-employed, if you don't have a business mm-hmm. and your taxes are straightforward, you don't have a mortgage large enough to where you can itemize. If you right. cannot itemize on your taxes, and if you don't know what that means, then you can't. So right. just don't worry about it.
Yes.
So, you know, you're just
and
yourself and your kids
right
or
now.
Just yourself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So you have extremely simple, straightforward taxes. Yep. Don't pay someone to do your taxes.
Nope.
Don't pay, you know, you can, there are free services that you can do your taxes for nothing. And Stace is going to tell you where in just a minute. So uh-huh. save that $300 or yep. whatever it costs
yes.
you. So there. Now, there you go. There's $300 mm-hmm. that you've
yep.
saved. Number two, if you do use a tax service, do not. Why would you ever sign up for the get your refund now immediate mm-hmm. loan? Mm-hmm. It's a loan.
Yep.
It's a loan which is massively, ridiculously expensive.
Over 1,000% interest.
Exactly. You clearly mm-hmm. need that yep. refund. So why are you giving yep. a huge chunk yep. of it away?
Yeah. And I hear this a lot with folks that I've, you know, that I work with. And it's, well, I needed this or that or the other. And you couldn't wait 2 weeks.
Exactly.
You couldn't wait. Now, maybe there is an emergent situation, because I'm not going to say never, right? Because I'm not everybody, right? And I don't know your personal situation. But extreme rare circumstances, they should be like, you know, the extreme before you would ever consider something like that, when you're talking about over 1,000% interest.
And hey.
For your own money.
And listen, if you've had your taxes done and you know what your refund's going to be, then use that to try to get somewhere right. reputable.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
could, you know, we have a lending partner called Turnaround Community Lending. That, you know, can help people with small dollar consumer loans at a better interest rate than you can get anywhere else.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's two yeah. places where basically you're just lighting a match to dollar bills.
So now, taxes are a mystery. I actually just had a text from my best friend saying, you know, now you're sure you can do my taxes for me again this year, right? Yes, I can do your taxes, Terry. I got you, girl. You can do your taxes. IRS.gov. IRS.gov, this is the IRS's website. They have a link of reputable companies that partner with the IRS where they will do the electronic filing, everything. So you don't have to worry about this, right?
Right.
And again, you can track your refund on the IRS.gov site.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still cloud-based, so for whatever reason, if you don't save down your returns and you need to
save
your tax returns and your W-2s, please put them in a fireproof safe and organize them by
year.
Say
that
again. You gotta have them.
Save your
save
print.
Them.
Print
yes.
your tax return
Yes.
And your W-2s. Yes. You don't have complete taxes without all the schedules and the W-2s.
Please do. Yes, please. IRS.gov. That's the place to go. Now, if you're still saying, you know what, I just feel very uncomfortable. I've never done it before. I don't know what to do. Well, guess what? There is free tax help. And you can look it up. I know the library here in Cumberland County, they have professionals. And these are folks that have been in the tax world. They were accountants and CPAs, and they're retired. And they're volunteers.
Right.
Right. And they are volunteering through the IRS, and they will come and they'll set up an appointment, and they will help you to do your taxes.
Yeah, and folks may have heard it. It's Vita.
Yes.
You would think I could understand what that says. It starts with volunteers,
yep,
but V-I-T-A.
Yep. Volunteer Income Tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And they are fantastic, and you'll see them. You can look them up online. You can look them up through the Cumberland County Library System, but mm-hmm. they do have set Adams hours, and they will meet with you. You just bring all your stuff in. And again, they're not going to charge you for your own money. They're not going to charge
right.
you to do this. And, you know, when you're working with them, ask them to show you. Because a lot of these folks are willing to take that time and say, you know, well, here's where I'm at. Here's the software on the IRS that I'm using. And then you can take ownership of your taxes and do them yourself. The tax software right now is so simple through the IRS. Mm-hmm. It will literally ask you from question
A, just answer
what
questions.
Is your name? And in box A1, this figure. And in box A, I mean, it's that simple. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how we got so mystified with income tax that it really does intimidate, but it doesn't need to.
It doesn't. And at the same time, we are not saying don't use a tax
That's
professional
right.
at all.
That is
because
correct.
Heaven knows we are pro tax professionals.
Yes.
And if you have exceedingly simple, it is a fee.
Yes.
You can do it yourself and not have to pay a fee.
Yes.
But if you have complicated taxes, then use a professional.
Absolutely.
Use a professional. So we're not saying professionals are bad.
100%.
But, you know, don't take out a 1,000% loan to get your own money.
That's what we are saying.
That is bad.
That is 100% what we are saying.
1,000% loan is never
it's
a good
insane.
Decision.
It's insane. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is, just because you're in a hurry to get it 2 or 3 days in advance.
And what I think shocks me the most about those is that they tend to prey on those who are most economically challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is unconscionable. Right? I mean, come on, let's get real.
Mm-hmm.
So, point is whatever you decide to do with your income tax, if you're like my friend who is, you know, playing it so that he owes nothing and gets nothing, or if you're like, you know, me who's trying to offset, or if you're like, you know, other friends of mine that are saying, hey, this is money that I want to make work mm-hmm. for me in the future, whatever your place is, mm-hmm. whatever your lane is, you know, number one, own it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, know it.
Right.
And number three, don't ever be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, exactly. And I think lots of us, if we don't, you know, we operate in the world of, you know, personal budgeting and
yeah.
finance, is they think they can get their money faster,
yeah.
even if they don't take out the loan. But it's not faster. I mean, you can do it. You can do it just as fast as a service can.
Yeah.
So, but you know, again, we're talking about people who have super simple taxes.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got a W-2 or 2 or 3 W-2s, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You know, it's super simple. Hey, and you know what, Stace? I also have some fabulous news for folks who may feel better hearing some things from a real professional.
Yes.
And or may have a little more complicated
yes.
taxes. You can go to our website at clinchpal.net. In case you all didn't know, we also have a podcast.
Yes, we do.
And right on the front page, it'll say, you know, Dollars and Cents with Clinch Pal. It'll have radio, and then it'll have podcasts. Go to the podcast and hear a conversation with a tax professional, Sarah Knight, who is a CPA and a real guru when
She's
it comes
amazing.
To taxes. Yes, she is. We had a conversation with her about
suggestion.
Things that
could not
to
have
be
said
aware
it better.
Of.
Until next week, this is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW.
Kind of
have a great week.
We have you covered no matter whether you are on the realm.
And
hey, she is not looking for business.
No. So that
is not why she's having this conversation with us.
So again, another reason to check us out online at clinchpowell.net. Until next week, I'm Stace Cargi.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW. Have a great week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.